Thanks for taking the time to download this BBC Radio 5 Live podcast. Victoria Derbyshire's Interviews of the Week. To find other programmes you might be interested in, click bbc.co.uk/5live, where you'll also find our terms of use.
Hello, and thanks for downloading Victoria Derbyshire's Interviews of the Week. After the revelation that Millie Dowler's voicemail could have been hacked by a private investigator working for the News of the World back in 2002, we spoke to Hugh Grant and the former deputy features editor at the News of the World, Paul McMullen. He's the journalist who Hugh Grant secretly recorded talking about the widespread use of phone hacking at the paper. First of all, your reaction to this allegation that a reporter may have targeted the phone of Millie Dowler while she was missing back in 2002.
Well, as you may know, I spoke to someone who's coming on your show in a minute, Paul McMullen, an ex-News of the World journalist, back a couple of months ago, and wrote an article. Well, basically, I secretly taped him talking about the methods of the News of the World, and then I published the transcript in the New Statesman. It's still there online if anyone wants to read it, because it was pretty revealing. And one of the things he did talk about was that he was pretty sure that the family and friends of Millie Dowler, and in fact of the girls murdered at Soham, had been hacked by the News of the World.
And how do you react to it?
Well, like everyone, I mean, it's, you know, it's beyond repulsive. The part that's particularly scary is not just that this is a national newspaper that was doing this, but it's the ramifications. It's the parts of this story that are yet fully to come out, which are how many newspapers were using phone hacking on a widespread and industrial basis, because it was not, I can assure you, just the News of the World. And equally scary, the collusion, or the apparent collusion, of parts of the Metropolitan Police. We already know, because Rebecca Wade has admitted this, something she now regrets admitting, that the News of the World was often paying off Metropolitan Police officers, and money, you know, changed hands. So the police involvement, and the fact that the police seem to have dragged their feet for so long in investigating this massive scandal, you know, is very frightening. So the police aspect is terrifying. And then, you know, to me, even more terrifying is the fact that successive governments have winked at all this, because they are completely in hoc to the tabloids, particularly the Murdoch press, to get themselves elected. And, you know, you talked just now about the B Sky B thing. Well, you know, you don't have to be a genius to see, to suspect that some arrangement was done when the Murdoch press stopped supporting New Labour and said they'd support Cameron at the election. The great suspicion is that part of the deal was that the Cameron administration would wave through the Murdoch bid for total control of Sky Television. And sure enough, that is exactly what's happened.
You say that the politicians aren't speaking out about it. You said winking, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think, from all parties, they're
all terrified. They're absolutely terrified. Well, one, they need them to be elected. And two, you're talking about a very, very scary organisation. Don't forget, when one of the parliamentary committees on this tried to get Rebecca Wade to come and actually give evidence, she refused. And when they asked her again, a message was sent to the MPs on the committee saying, basically, if you insist, you know, I'll set the Rottweilers on you and we'll find out the skeletons in your cupboard. And sure enough, they then backed off.
But scary. I mean,
terrifying.
No, terrorists are scary. I mean, journalists, editors, they're scary.
Yeah, terrifying. I mean, because everyone has a skeleton in their cupboard. And even if they haven't, someone near and dear to them probably has. If you've never been in the crosshairs of a red-top tabloid, or even a non-red-top tabloid, just a tabloid, you don't know how ruthless they can be and how terrifying.
I'm just hearing, actually, that Ed Miliband, the leader of the Labour Party, has given a pooled interview to ITN, and he has just called for a public inquiry into the whole phone hacking scandal.
Well, that's, funnily enough, exactly what should happen, and I'm joining some people tomorrow at the House of Lords to try and get that going, to campaign to get a full public inquiry, because although there's a new part of the Metropolitan Police who seem to be doing much better, they seem to be much cleaner than the last lot, so there's some progress via the police and the criminal action, and there's been a lot of progress through some brave souls taking civil actions against the News of the World. Sienna Miller was at the front of that. The danger is that what we find will be limited, and a full public inquiry is by far the best method to unearth the true extent of the evil being practiced by a number of our national newspapers.
Mm. Do you think that Rebecca Wade, now Chief Executive of News International, should resign?
I think the whole country thinks that. But, you know, that's a question of honour, and that honour I don't think has ever been, the forte of anyone involved at the tabloid press. Mm.
She was the editor of the News of the World at the time of the allegations about Millie Dowler's phone being hacked.
Right. So either she was completely incompetent and knew nothing, or much more likely she knew everything and is responsible.
As you rightly said, we have Paul McMullen on the line. You may or may not wish to speak to him, Hugh Grant. What do you think?
Well, I actually hold no personal grievance anymore against Paul McMullen. I mean, he's a guy who said he hacked my phone. I've now hacked him, and as I said, and wrote an article about it. So it's not like I'm dying for his blood, or probably him for me. So talk to him, because he's to give him his credit, he was one of the early whistleblowers on all of this, and he will give you a lot of the dirt.
Paul, hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yes. Is there anything you'd like to say to Hugh Grant first off, as he's on the other line?
No hard feelings. I actually thought it was hilarious rather than devastated.
Well, thank you.
And I don't hate you either. You've made me loads of money over the years, so why not?
Well, there you go.
I've got to say one thing. Yep. Evil. Are you absolutely sure that phone hacking is evil? I mean, it is, after all, just an avenue that journalists have used to get to the truth. And at least one good thing about it is you do get to the truth, because you get to listen to people, scanning and hacking, leaving messages for themselves, and you get to hear, it's from the horse's mouth.
So, well, if there was any journalism involved, you might at least have part of a case. Well, I still wouldn't accept that. But I don't think you've ever done any journalism, or anyone at the News of the World ever has. I mean, exposing what Jordan's up to is not exactly, exposing the Watergate scandal, is it?
No, indeed. And it's a little bit harsh to say we've never done any journalism. And I do admit, and I've always said, that phone hacking is lazy journalism. It was often the bad journalists who did it, and it was a bad editor who sanctioned it, who's now gone, and it was a bad decision by Mr. Cameron to hire him as his press guy. But, I mean...
Yeah, that's the scary bit.
Have you not ever made a bad decision, like to get into bed with Mr. Murdoch yourself? I think you have many times, haven't you? You've taken his money, and surely you can't now begrudge that he's, taking his, slice of the action.
To be fair to me, I made one film for Fox 16 years ago when I was a complete innocent. I probably wouldn't even have known who owned Fox at that time. I didn't even know anything about Hollywood. And since then, I've done nothing but rant and rage against Murdoch and his evil empire. So I don't think you can say I've been in bed with him. That's insane.
Well, okay. Well, just the once, you have at least been paid by him. But I've got to say that the people are really giving the press a kicking, and it's a little unfair. And yes, this was lazy, and this was... I'm not even going to defend it. I don't think I can. I can see exactly how it happened. But first of all, it wasn't a staff member at News of the World that did it. It was an independent freelance private investigator.
Paid for by the News of the World.
Who I thought was pretty bad at his job. And one of the reasons why, when I moved up to being deputy features editor from just a reporter, I made sure all the PIs that we hired sent us their tapes so I could listen to what they'd done. And I was actually quite shocked at how bad they were at it. So if you look at the journalists who are sort of getting...
You'd have done something different when listening to
Millie Dowler's
Millie Dowler's messages, would you?
I didn't go down that route, but I can understand how it happens. I mean,